This goes to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Jennifer Shaul, S-H-A-U-L-L. Date of birth is 9/4/1978. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Shaul with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, cerebral palsy, and a new diagnosis of renal artery stenosis. She was last seen in this office August 18th, 2025, and had been doing quite well. She has had multiple hospitalizations, though, since that visit. The first one was 11-7 to 11-11 of 25 in Alma with a complicated UTI in the setting of ostomy. And Dr. Liu was involved in her care for this admission, and she did have some metabolic encephalopathy with that admission. And she was also rehospitalized 11-27-25 through 12-2 with sepsis and stabilized and had acute kidney injury at that time and was seen by Dr. Fuente for all of the hospitalizations. And the final hospitalization in Alma was 121-26 to 124-26 with acute kidney injury and very, very low blood pressure at that time. She had several medication changes during hospitalization. And the Lasix dose was decreased to 20 milligram every other day. And she was started on midodrine, 2.5 milligram daily for a blood pressure of 90 systolic or less. And she has had some recent studies. They thought she had a kidney stone, but actually the study found that she has renal artery stenosis. So this Thursday, she will be going to Lansing to have stents placed in one of the renal arteries. She believes it's the right side. Then we will be doing follow-up labs. I'd like to see them at least 1 week after she is discharged from after having that procedure done. Today she's feeling well. She has lost 27 pounds over the last 7 months. She has had trouble with appetite. They've also found a left breast lump, and Dad reports that she had a biopsy. It was not found to be cancerous, but they are going to start an estrogen-suppressing med to help prevent further lumps in her breast. And she's going to be seeing her neurologist in Grand Rapids for management of seizure disorder later this month also. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Edema is gone at this point. There's no edema present. Today she does not have any ankle braces on. She usually wears AFOs, but today she's not wearing them. And no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's on Lasix 20 milligram every other day. And Requip is 4 milligrams daily for restless leg if needed. Potassium is 1 10 mil equivalent capsule daily. She's on Xcopri. It's X-C-O-P-R-I, 400 milligram at bedtime. Baclofen for muscle spasms, Singulair, Miralax if needed, Protonix 80 milligram daily, albuterol per nebulizer, Lyrica 50 milligram daily. Paxil is 40 milligram daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 149 pounds. Pulse is 75 and blood pressure 102 over 84. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender without ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done March 9th of 2026. Creatinine was increased at that time 2.93. Estimated GFR was 19. Sodium 136, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 20, calcium is 8.7. We also have labs from 124.26, and her hemoglobin was 8.9, up from 7.7. White count is 3.3, platelets normal. Creatinine at that time was 1.62 with GFR 29, and albumin was low at 2.8. CRP level was 5.5. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with multiple recent hospitalizations and new finding of renal artery stenosis. We want her to have monthly labs, but also we want a lab checked within 1 week of the renal artery stent placement procedure, which is scheduled for Thursday in Lansing. Two, history of hypertension, currently hypotensive but stable. And we will be having a follow-up visit with Dr. Fuente in this office in the next 2 to 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.